And it's To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by me, that's Aaron, and
me, that's Lisa, with a really super crazy ass eyeball today. Whoa.
Why can't you do your own thing? We're hiring
somebody. Okay, so, and on our next episode of To Be Fair, I give you the one and only Aaron. And his sidekick, who's working on her introduction, that's me. And I'm Lisa. So it's just going to have to be that for now.
Okay.
It's been a long week and it's only Tuesday.
Oh my God. I know. Honestly, the days of the week doesn't even matter to me anymore.
But they need to start mattering.
They don't.
Don't get lost in a sea of lostness.
I know. But I mean, that's the nice thing about living the life of the unemployed, disabled, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call trying to navigate. I mean, I have so much to do.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. People don't understand that. It's I am not just sitting on my butt being disabled and collecting a paycheck.
I am. No, you're not that guy.
Oh, I know there are people out there that do that, and people will
People take advantages of services that are actually needed. Yes. And for so then, some people who don't get them because of people that take advantage of them.
Yes.
And that is all.
Yes. And so that's where we're at. And so, unfortunately, yeah. So I have this stigma in my own head of just going on disability. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't even been approved for disability, but the fact that it's going into the process is really intense.
But like I said, don't get lost in the sea of lostness of when I wasn't working and just taking care of the kids. I would still I would get up with them for school, and then I'd be like, fuck this, and then I'd go back to bed. Yeah.
But here's the thing is, you were still being a mom is still a job.
Well, right. But I still didn't have a schedule to adhere to. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm working 5 days a week again, I have a reason to get up because I have stuff to do.
Yeah. I'm just saying routine keeps you in that. What's Monday? What's Tuesday? It's Tuesday, but it doesn't feel like Tuesday.
Right. Just because it's Tuesday, what does that mean to you? Nothing.
Exactly.
It means it's 2 days from Thanksgiving.
Yep. And right now I've been having to eat really kindly so that I can appreciate when eating salads and that chicken salad that you saw me eat before we got on the recording. That was my late dinner, and it was a chicken salad sandwich on a flat bread. Type of wheat thin kind of thing sandwich. So yeah. I really like them. And yeah, mm-hmm. It's just the chicken salad from Walmart in the little tubs, the cranberry walnut one.
Oh, yum.
Yep. And so it's, so I eat that. Love it.
You ate way healthier than I did. We went to Costco again.
Of course you did.
Again.
She's got this addiction to Costco, you guys.
No. No, yes, you does. take that back.
Do not. No. She's going to try and tell you that.
The other adult in my house is like, hey, do you want to go to Costco? That was our childrenless time yesterday.
That's what you guys decided to do when you don't have the kids around?
Yeah, that's what was our, that was our date. We went to Costco. It was so romantic.
Oh my gosh, honey, no kids, what are we gonna do? Let's go to Costco.
Oh my god, let me go get that giant box of industrial wheat thins. I love you enough to get you 18 packs of Ritz crackers.
Oh my god, I love Ritz crackers.
Yeah, right. And for $7.99 you can get 18 full stacks. Boom.
Okay, we're not sponsored by Costco. So
maybe we should be.
Maybe we should be, I guess. We do it just for free membership for, you know, like that.
Right. And the gas discount.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's like, because the membership alone is, I mean, it's pretty pricey, but I mean, the deals, it's not that pricey.
It's not. It's $60 a year.
Oh, that's really not that bad.
No.
I mean, considering the savings, it pays for itself, I'm sure.
It already has in our household.
I bet. I mean, having two teenagers that are empty.
Nope. Nope. We do eat a lot of fruit now, though.
I noticed when last time I was there, I've been noticing that you guys have had a lot more fruit options. And I've been doing that myself. I've been trying really hard to, instead of going for like the bakery items when I'm at like, you know, the store, I'm like, look at those grapes. They're good too. They're good. They're a good snack.
Yes.
And, you know, but I'm like, I mean, they're not as good as like a brownie.
Right? I mean, it's not a Danish, but.
But we also know that like your body is going to probably appreciate the grapes more than the brownie.
Right. Like, physiologically, grapes. Psychologically, brownies.
People do not realize that I literally have to have this whole discussion with myself while I'm seriously at the store looking at these grapes. This whole conversation that we just had is going on in my head deciding if I should get the grapes or the brownies. I always get the brownies, but I mean, it's like, I'm just saying.
Right.
The grapes.
Right.
You know, I've been getting grapes. Oh, I love grapes.
And right now, I got to go back to Costco.
I've been having these bags with, they get the green and the red grapes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I like mixing them up because they are a different flavor.
They are.
This is a weird conversation.
This is so sidetracked, but kind of not, because
it's fun because it's like we've never been on just a tangent of random things.
Right, like, oh yeah, never.
Okay, we've
never.
That's kind of our MO.
He seems to have bothered, not bothered his head, bumped his head, which has bothered him, his memory. But it actually goes well with the things that I want to talk about tonight quickly, which is the lovely holiday of Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Oh, you got that. What's your favorite dish on Thanksgiving? Like, what's your favorite food?
Probably.
The turkey is always everyone's favorite. We're like,
no.
No. I'm just saying, like, you can't pick turkey.
Oh, no. No.
Okay. I just want everyone to know, like,
no.
Okay.
My children are so annoying. But anyways, my favorite dish is probably sweet potatoes or yams.
Okay. I like them, but only in, like, a small portion.
And I mean, mashed potatoes are my life.
Oh, of course.
It doesn't matter what the day of the week is. But when I was a kid, I would only eat corn, mashed potatoes, and turkey, like any self-respecting child. And they had to make extra, like a small pan of extra potatoes just for me because I was a beast. I'm a potato beast.
Here's the mashed potatoes for the family, and here's Lisa's.
Yeah. Yes.
I
carefully get your finger bit off.
I love a good mashed potatoes with some good turkey gravy, just like soaking into those potatoes.
And butter.
Sometimes, butter. And sometimes that corn just kind of gets in there and you get a bite with corn, potatoes, and gravy. And it's just like, that's really good. Okay. So I like.
You're having an affair.
I know, I like that. There's something about all those flavors that are just delicious.
Right, the sweet crunch of corn. And
now, here's one thing that I always got frustrated about whenever I was at any Thanksgiving with my little brother. God bless him. I love my little brother. We are very close. And so if he listens to this podcast, which I don't think he does.
He should.
He probably should, but he doesn't. I want him to. Okay, he always annoyed me because at every family function, not just our home, like even at our home, I was annoying, but then to bring it out into like our aunts and our uncles and our grandparents, like at the dining room table at their family Thanksgiving.
My God.
Like, he took all the food, all of his Thanksgiving food, mixed it into one big old freaking ball of mush on his plate and just is going to town eating it like that. Like, that's what we had to watch him eat. And then he's like, it's all going to the same place anyway, isn't it? Yep. Yep. That's what I had to deal with. This is what I'm like, but I don't need to see what it looks like on the other side.
Right?
Like I realize that all of those flavors, like on like one big old thing, like, okay,
are all different and should be enjoyed separately.
But also they also blend very well together too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying like you can't take bites together.
It just looks really gross when it's together and mixed.
No, but lodge them in your mouth together and then.
Right.
Yes.
This is the way. This is the blender. You add each ingredient and then go.
I mean, do it the classy way.
You know classy. Where you live?
What?
Huh?
What about living? What? Who?
You said be classy.
I do not live in a classy place.
Neither do I.
True. But so, it's just, there's something about the fact that it's like, no matter what,
don't be that guy.
Yeah. It's one thing at home when we were kids. I remember he would even do it at home with at our dinner table too. And there was one thing there because it's like, whatever. We all live together and we all hate each other anyway. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Preach!
I mean, in that context, you know, we're all annoyed by each other's little shit.
All right. Thing. Everybody, so yeah.
In that context, that's why we hate each other. We hate each other's like stupid shit. But
do you guys have any weird family traditions for Thanksgiving?
Not really, because Thanksgiving was never a fully consistent like where we would go for holiday.
Sure.
Like sometimes, a lot of times it was hosted at my family's house, like my mom and my stepdad's, where I grew up. But it wasn't always hosted. And then sometimes it was hosted at my stepdad's parents or like our family's house in Cohasset here. And then it was sometimes I'd go to different families. It really,
sure. Because
my family was so broken and put together in different ways. And I had different family members in all different areas.
Mm-hmm.
I did Thanksgiving in so many different areas growing up. So then even as an adult, when I lived in Duluth, I did Thanksgiving in different ways. It was really kind of cool. I had Thanksgiving with different families.
That is cool.
Different year. Yeah. It was really kind of cool.
Well, and, you know, I mean, I guess not weird traditions, but I know some people don't even do turkey for Thanksgiving.
And I respect that. I need turkey. I respect other people who they choose that they do ham.
Yeah. Steak, chicken, turducken. Who knows?
I'm more of the person that like Thanksgiving is turkey for me. Whereas like at Christmas, I could be like, most of my family's always done turkey, but I could see most people choosing to do ham.
Yeah, I don't know what we do. Ugh. Sometimes we do just like
prime rib.
No.
Prime rib.
No.
Prime rib. I needed you to say
barbecued
no.
Wheaties.
Barbecue. You just wanted to come in with something different. Oh my God. So in this lighting, Lisa, this isn't to like throw shade at you or anything, but you look kind of washed out that you kind of look like you're from like one of the Twilight movies. From like
Does it help if I sit back?
No, it actually makes it look even more.
I cannot figure out this light. I don't know my life.
You're fine. I'm just giving you grief.
Obviously I'm not.
Anyway, so now that we went on our little tangent about Thanksgiving food, what else did you want to talk about with Thanksgiving?
Nothing political or cultural driven, because that's off limits.
I'd also like
for me personally, it's off limits because
we don't need to talk about football. I mean, obviously, let's talk about the realistic truth that it's a huge football day.
Oh, yeah. I see it. That didn't even cross my mind.
It is for people. I mean, and it's never really been a big deal for me. Like, I'll always sit in the room with people watching football. I'm not into it. So it's like, I feel like I'm not sitting in the same room.
Do you feel like a poser?
Or I feel like I'm not fitting in that room where everyone else is focused on that. And I'm like,
you're the pink elephant.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong.
Yes. You always belong.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was just trying to be nice.
But that's my constant life, is I don't always feel like I fit in anywhere. But that's right. Another story for another time.
So the other thing I want to talk about before we get too off topic again, like always and ever and forevermore. The day after Thanksgiving.
Well, Friday. I mean, this year it's kind of getting back to a little bit of normal. I know like Walmart's got their whole like pallets. Like, I was just in Walmart this evening and they've got pallets of crap ready for Friday morning.
Gross.
Opening at 5 a.m.
It just stresses me out. I don't understand why anyone would want to get up at 4 in the morning, go stand in line, and maybe, or maybe not, get the thing that they want.
Yeah.
I don't want to be mowed over by a bunch of little old church ladies because they want to get the good deal on the fancy deluxe VCR, you know. And I'm not trying to be
Black Friday in 1988.
Yes. And I'm not trying to fight an old lady in the toy aisle for a freaking Tonka truck because she wants it for her grandkid and I want it for my nephew. And then when you win and you meet again, she just takes it straight out of your cart. What? These are stories I've heard from friends who have gone Black Friday shopping. Like, people walk up to your cart, just take stuff out.
Oh, yeah. And there are people who literally, there are women who train for it all year.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Train to shop?
Yes. And they train their next generation.
Like, it's the couponers.
I really wish that I could find these people a little bit more pinpointed so that we could pitch a reality show.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like Black Friday is like supermarket sweep. Do you remember that game show?
I mean, they kind of brought it back a little too recently, didn't they?
Just YouTube the original.
Okay. But anyway.
But yeah. So like, I'm also.
Aggressive, you guys. She's really bossy.
No, I'm not.
You kind of are.
Oh, I learned it from you. Don't hurt my feeling.
You're one.
Yeah.
Just the one.
Just kidding. Also, I think it's interesting how much the Black Friday shopping has changed since Amazon has taken over and online shopping has taken over. And
well, I mean, they have the Black Friday deals, but they also, I mean, they took they more Cyber October. Monday.
Yeah. What's the big deal about shopping the day after Thanksgiving if 2 weeks before that I can get the same deal on Amazon, free shipping?
But this is what capitalism has become now, is we've grown into this whole thing where it's like, all right, for a while, I mean, until the pandemic, where the pandemic was like, okay, slow it down, people.
Right.
We were getting into the point of like Black Friday was starting to consume Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was much more important than spending that time with your family.
I mean, it was like, I think they were starting sales like at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. So it was like, people were like, okay, well now some people who would actually do Thanksgiving as dinner at dinner time you know, we're getting cut short on that. So now it was becoming Thanksgiving lunch, which, I mean, a lot of people were doing it that way too. It really, it's, I mean, everyone does Thanksgiving different, but, and I've done it different. Like, I mean, like I said, what, growing up, I probably sometimes would go to like three Thanksgivings a day.
Oh my God, your stomach.
I mean, they knew what we would be doing, so we'd be very careful at like what, how much we'd eat at every place. Like, we weren't supposed to get seconds at places, you know, like
that. Right.
And we were teenage boys, so I mean, like,
well, yeah, there was no problem with eating then.
Yes.
The pot, I almost said pineapple, the pumpkin pie we got and the apple pie we got from Costco, sponsor us. Are both 3 pounds.
Wow.
3 pound pumpkin pie. The apple pie might be a little bit bigger. I don't remember.
Oh my God. My, it looks like what my mom got was an apple, a cherry, and a pumpkin. Like, those are my three favorite pies. I love
cherry pie.
Those are my three.
Cool Whip or Ready Whip?
Cool Whip.
Hmm. Cool Whip's really good. Frozen. It really, you know, is. Like ice cream.
I know it is so good. Yeah, so
I could literally just eat Ready Whip out of the can.
Anything funny to say? Like, let's think of some just for the hoot of it. Something you're thankful for this year?
Something I'm thankful for and grateful for is honestly the ability for growth. I have grown a lot. I have grown a lot since we started doing this podcast. I have grown a lot in my relationships, in my waistline. Just, yeah, being willing to try new things and be uncomfortable, because if you're not uncomfortable, what's the point?
I think I'm most thankful. I mean, there's so many things. I look back at everything and I could sum up so many things and reasons why I'd find something to be thankful for every little bit and certain people. But I guess to pinpoint where the most important thing happened to me this year to date now would be that my mental health breakdown, my crisis that happened just about a month ago, is probably a little over a month ago now, is probably the thing I'm most thankful for. Because if I didn't have that happen, I think I would have continued going on thinking I was in control.
Yeah.
And I was clearly losing control, but I didn't want to see it.
Yeah,
so
isn't it funny how the things that seem to be the worst things in our lives are actually the best things that happen to us?
Well, yeah, I mean, because now I know what my mental illness is,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to start working and treating it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a super big deal.
Super big deal.
That's like when I tell people my story about what happened to me. They're like, oh my God, you went to prison? I said, yeah, and it saved my life. I would literally be dead.
Oh my God. So I saw what the Black Friday special, one of the things at Walmart is, and this is how much of a content creator I have become. There's a ring light set up that's a Black Friday special. And I'm like, oh my God, I need it.
I can't wait until I have a space where I can have my microphone like here.
Well, yeah, like I, you know, like mine here actually has the arm and stuff, yeah. And it's hanging. I don't have it fully secure because right now my desk is not in its permanent location.
It's not working like this.
But yeah, my desk is not in its permanent location. It's going to move.
Right.
Another piece of furniture moves. But anyway, I digress. So
as we do.
So yeah, I guess it's about time for recommendations. And my recommendation this week is Netflix, the musical Tick Tick Boom.
Oh yeah, I really need to see that.
It's the musical starring Andrew Garfield. It's directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Andrew Garfield plays Jonathan Larson, who is the writer of the musical Rent.
Goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yes, and the music that is in Tick, Tick, Boom is all written by Jonathan Larson. This is all from like a musical that is also, it's written by him. It's hard to explain, but the way Lin-Manuel directed the movie and put it together was such a beautiful, beautiful love letter to Jonathan Larson. Like, you can just tell that Lin-Manuel Miranda was very much inspired by Jonathan Larson in how he was able to become the creator of In the Heights and Hamilton. And now just recently had Encanto, the new Disney movies, his music. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. That looks really good too.
Oh my God. It looks so good. But yeah, anyway, so Tick, Tick, Boom, check it out. If you haven't checked it out before I get to you, to come to visit you, then we'll watch it next time I visit, because it's a must.
Yes.
Anyway, your recommendation?
Honestly, I haven't been doing a whole lot of lotting lately. I'm actually watching a series that's already been finished. So yeah, I'm on the third season of Dexter.
Oh, well, there's the new series.
Right, but yeah, I'm watching the original series.
Yep.
So then I can watch the new series, which I hear is actually quite good. And then, of course, isn't Chucky tonight?
Yeah, and I think it might be the season finale.
Yeah, they haven't really given any hints or inklings that it's like of the season or
so much happening that it kind of felt like it was building to a head, but could be completely wrong. I don't know, but it just makes it seem like it's at a pretty good point for it to be the end of the season.
Right.
However,
right.
But either way, it's such a good show. Like,
Super good show.
I did not know it was going to be such a well put together show.
It was going to be a pass or fail for me. And pass with flying colors.
And so everything I've been reading on has been a powerhouse. So if it's going to get a second season, it deserves it. Yeah.
There's a lot of stories. It's very involved. Watch it if you're into horror or into the Child's Play franchise at all and you're leery. Check it out.
I'm gonna take this time, guys. If you've listened to us ramble on for this amount of time,
41 minutes and 10 seconds,
thank you so much for doing so. And you know, if you haven't done so, subscribe to us, comment, engage with us, give us your feedback, tell us what you think about what we're talking about. Engage with us. We'll bring up topics that you give us.
Tell us you love us, tell us you hate us, just be nice about it.
Oh my God, seriously. Like, we just want to hear from you. We're trying to grow. We've got some new ideas. We're just about to end season two and take a break and redevelop and do some new facelifts, maybe, if you will.
We're going to do a little minor adjustments.
Yeah. And so hopefully we'll be coming back bigger and badder ass than ever.
Yes. But,
until then, engage with us, like, subscribe, share, comment, and go to our Facebook page, Instagram, you know, go back, listen to some of our old stuff and just kind of help give us a little bit of what you think of what we talk about, how we share, you know, what you feel we need to talk more about.
We just want it all. Give it all to us.
Yeah. But yeah, until then, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Don't spend too much money.